Okay, William. Hey, hello. Here it is. I've got Chapter 7 of Stranded on Earth for you. And this is Squeaky Toy to the Rescue. Or better yet, A Robot Saves the Robots. Okay, so here's the story. I left you last night, or the other day, with the Igglypuff taking off with GP back to GP's apartment because the United People's Conglomerate Military Police had showed up at Dr. Clear at Dr. Goodlight's house and were looking for Igglypuff. But Igglypuff got away and he took off with GP, and he and GP stayed up half the night talking. GP recorded everything because he was going to write a story on alien civilizations. And Igglypuff just wanted to practice with his communicobobulator, and he thought this was such a nice alien space creature. So then they went to sleep, and GP slept on his couch, and Igglypuff slept on GP's bed. And they get up in the morning, and GP said, "Well, gee, I don't have a lot to eat, but I can make a pot of coffee." And Igglypuff said, "Huh? Coffee? Ooh!" Which meant, "Wow, wow, wow! Oh, wow! I can't wait to have some coffee." So GP made some coffee, and then he took a couple of bagels and put them in the toaster, put some cream cheese on them, and handed them to Igglypuff. Igglypuff opened up his dissolvolator pouch and dropped them in. GP went, "Huh? What?" Igglypuff said, "Oh, I'm having my breakfast." Ooh. And then he tipped his tentacle hairs into his pouch and started drinking the bagels and cream cheese, which he found delectable. It's amazing what Igglypuff likes and doesn't like. So he had a second cup of coffee, and now Igglypuff's brain was cruising. And they got out the door, they put his Stetson on to cover his hair tentacles, and they put the face mask on, the medical face mask to cover his nose mouth, and they put him in in his Jeep, and GP took off to go to Solomon Cuttlefish's house. Well, he wasn't as early as Dr. Goodlight, so by the time they arrived, Dr. Goodlight was standing there very impatient, tapping his feet, and Solomon Cuttlefish was out, and he was very impatient, tapping his feet. And guess who else was there? There was Curtis Cuttlefish, there was Timmy Tommy Toby, and there was Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot, Squeaky Toy. They were all getting anxious because Curtis and Timmy Tommy Toby had to go to school, and Squeaky Toy would have to go home and spend the day doing important things like cleaning up 3T's room. But GP drove into the driveway and he said, Hey, here I am, I made it." And Igglypuff got out and he said, "Oh, hello, alien space creatures. So glad to see you. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo." And then they ducked him into the garage and he said, "Okay, now it's time to work on my space cruiser again." Well, Dr. Goodlight looked at Igglypuff and he said, "Igglypuff, we have to move. I can't let this United People's Conglomerate military police find you, because after all, you need to get home. So we need to help you fix your space cruiser. My understanding is that you have some unruly robots, right? Some motor drive robots?" And Igglypuff said, "Oh, yes, kind space alien. They are very unruly, and they wouldn't work with me, and they won't start my motors, and I can't get out of here unless they do." So he said, "Well, I think I'm going to leave Dr. Solomon, I'm going to leave my good friend Solomon Cuttlefish, and he's going to stay help you because he is the robot expert at Washington Gumption University, and if anybody can help you with robots, he can help you." And then Timmy Tommy Toby snuck out behind Curtis Cuttlefish's legs, and he said, "Oh, maybe we should leave Squeaky Toy with him, because after all, Squeaky Toy is a robot." Well, Igglypuff, for the first time, saw these three little alien creatures, and he said, "Oh, little alien creatures, well, what are you doing here?" And so they each introduced themselves. Curtis said, "Hello, I am Curtis Cuttlefish." And Timmy Tommy Toby said, "I am Timmy Tommy Toby Telltale, and this is my good friend Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot." And Igglypuff looked at the little kid, all three of them, and he bowed low and said, "Oh, I am Iglyopteron Uberoperon, Crown Prince of Janakapalala. Glad to be at your service." And that was all very good, and they were all very polite. But then Curtis and 3T said, "We got to get to school. But we thought Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot could help you out because he knows all about robots." And Igglypuff looked at little Squeaky Toy and said, "Huh? This is just a little kid." Well, he didn't know ages for humans, but it looked like this was a very little alien space creature. and he wasn't as big as even these two small alien space creatures, and what would he know about robots? But he looked at Solomon Cuttlefish. Solomon was scratching his chin. He hadn't shaved, so it really was scratchy. And he said, well, maybe he can help. Igglypop couldn't figure it out. And Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, you know, he is a robot. Igglypop looked at him and said, huh? A robot? No. Because after all, robots in Janakapalala did not look like Janakapalalans. How silly. They look like functional beings, and they made things work. That's what their job was. So he looked at Squeaky Toy, and he was very, very kind of skeptical, but he said, okay, he can come. So he climbed into a space cruiser, and Solomon Cuttlefish followed him behind. He squeezed in and sat in the co-pilot seat, because after all, there were two seats, one for the co-pilot, and then Squeaky Toy came in, and he very carefully sat down in the back and watched. And meanwhile, Dr. Clem Goodlight took off in his truck and drove to work, because he had a class to repair, and he had a seminar in the afternoon, a graduate seminar, and the two boys pedaled to school for the day. And then they started working in the space cruiser. Igglypop pushed up his dashboard. He pulled up every single indicator. He tried the ion drive motor. It wouldn't work. He tried the graviton drive motor. He tried the atmospheric drive motor. And that wouldn't work. He was so upset. He talked to his dashboard control bot. His dashboard control bot, by the way, was named Tokrob. And he said to Tokrob, talk to me. How come none of my engines will work? I thought we talked about this yesterday, and you said you talked to the robots. Tokrob said, I have. I have talked to the robots, and they will not work with you. They are mad at you. You push them beyond their expected tolerance, and they think you need to learn a lesson, so they're not going to work. Igglypop was really upset. He said, come on, I told you to talk with them. So then Solomon Cuttlefish said, now, explain to me. What do you mean by your robots? So Igglypop said, okay, here's the way it works. I have three major drives on this space cruiser. The first is my ion drive, and that ion drive takes me through the light channel. Solomon Cuttlefish has already lost the light channel. Don't worry about it. Then I have my graviton drive motors. And my graviton drive essentially links on to the biggest gravitational force, and then lets go, and the gravitational force pulls the space cruiser towards it. That's how I get off a planet, and that's how I gain speed. And then I have my atmospheric drive motors, and those let me putz around a planet. So if I'm in air, I can fly. I could actually drive on the ground if I wanted to with my wheels, and I can scoot around all the way up to the surface, the top of the atmosphere on a planet. But then I have to turn on my graviton drive to escape gravity and go to the next big gravity. So if I were to do that, I'd aim at your sun, and it would take me off of the Earth. And then once I left the Earth, I would find another big gravity object, some other star, and I'd aim at that. And by stages, I'd be pulled up to where I could enter the light channel. And then the ion drive motors would work. But none of them will work for me. He got so angry. He got so mad. So then Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, I don't understand. Tell me about the robots. So then Igglypop was really very upset. And Squeaky Toy was very, very alert. He was like, this is very interesting. And as he was listening to Igglypop, Igglypop would get frustrated and he'd start talking quickly in Janakapalalan. Well, Squeaky Toy was pretty good. I mean, he was his own communicobobulator in a way. And he started picking up words, especially when Igglypop's communicobobulator would then put them into English. And he'd say, oh, that's what he's saying. Oh, and he started saying to himself really lightly, woo. He was starting to learn Janakapalalan. So Igglypop said, all right, here it is, the ion drive motor. I have four robots. Each drive is four robots, and they maintain its functionality, they provide feedback, and they coordinate communications among all the drives. So my ion drive robots, there are four of them. The leader is Billy Rob. And then I have Silly Rob, Tilly Rob, and Woolly Rob. And each of them have a certain function in the ion motor, and they're supposed to work together to kick the ion motor on and to push it through the light channel. And they're the ones that turned it off to begin with. They got so mad at me because I tried to go seven times the speed of light. Well, any kid my age would try to go seven times the speed of light. They just are being unruly. Well, he didn't, of course, mention the fact that He was supposed to take it around the universe once or twice before he went over 7 times the speed of light, but he, you know, left things out. That sometimes happens, you know, when you make an explanation that you don't want somebody else to know. Then Iglypuff said, okay, and then I have the graviton drive motorbots. Now, these are motorbots that are taking the graviton drive, and they turn on the graviton drive, they find a gravitational force, and then they aim to it, and they turn on the motor, and the motor lets the gravity source pull it. And then it pulls the ship towards the greater gravity. So since your son, which you call soul, I believe, he was so proud of himself, if we aimed at the soul, at your son, then the spaceship would move towards a greater gravity. And since the sun has greater gravity than your Earth here, we would leave Earth and move towards the sun. But then before we got there, we'd aim somewhere else, say Alpha Centauri, and we'd go there. And he started talking about that. And again, Solomon Cuttlefish was getting lost because he was not an astrophysicist. Iglypuff said, and the graviton drive has 4 motorbots. One, the leader, is Gabble Rob, and then we have Bobble Rob, Robble Rob, and Wobble Rob. And each one of those are supposed to work together, talk to each other, and then work with the ion drive. Because after all, when the graviton motor gets me to the light channel, then they cut off and they hand command over to the ion drive. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Now, Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, what about your atmospheric drive? Oh, I have 4 robots for that too. They're little robots that basically are supposed to start the engine, put on the a little bit of, they work with the graviton drive to pull to the local gravity, and it lifts the ship up, but not enough to escape the atmosphere, just enough to lift it. And then I have some atmosphere drive rockets in the back that push it, so I can move it through the air. So if you wanted, I could take your ride around Skedaddle if you'd like, but it won't work. Oh, so Solomon Cuttlefish said, how many robots do you have for that? He said, oh, I have 4 robots. I have Happy Knob, he's the chief. I have Nappy Rob, Tippy Rob, and Slappy Rob. Oh, so you have 12 robots for your ship? He said, well, those are just the 12 to run the motors. Then I have Talk Rob, and he's my dashboard control bot, and he controls everything. He's supposed to be in touch with all these robots, and he's supposed to tell them what to do. They're supposed to do what he tells them, and they will not take his orders. I'm so angry. So Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, if we wanted to get behind the motors, if we wanted to start them, what could we do? Iglypuff said, well, I've tried that. I've dismantled everything I can in the ion drive without disconnecting it so that it won't work. And I've been at the graviton drive. I've been to the atmospheric drive, and none of them, I can't force them to work. I can't bypass. I can't say, push the button to make it go, because those silly robots, they're in the way. So Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, let me try. So he took over the controls. And of course, he couldn't read Janaka Palalan, and he didn't know Janaka Palalan, but he said, well, what does this do? And Iglypuff would tell him a control, and he'd try it. He tried to turn on the atmospheric drive. Zip, nothing. Zip, nothing. Oh. Then he tried the graviton drive. Well, if I turn this up, will it lift? Well, just be careful. There's very little. It'll lift up. Up, nothing. Nothing. And then the ion drive. Don't touch that. Don't, that's not what you want to do. Not here in a garage. So he didn't touch the ion drive. He couldn't figure this out. These robots were just not working. So he talked to Talk Rob. And he said, well, tell Talk Rob that I want to ask him some questions. So Iglypuff said, woo. And Talk Rob said, yes, what do you want? And Iglypuff said, woo. He went on and on for a while. And Squeaky Toy, meanwhile, was listening to him and picking all this up. Because he is his own communicobobulator, if you will. And then Talk Rob came back and said, okay, I've asked the robots, and here's my report. Happy Rob of the Atmosphere Drive Motorbots says that he doesn't want to work, because if he does, then the other robots won't talk to him and won't listen to him, and they'll say fat, nasty things about him, because after all, he's just a lowly atmosphere drive, and they are space drives. And then I talked to Gabble Rob, and Gabble Rob said he could do it, he could turn on, but if he turned on, it would just encourage you to get out in outer space and then try to go fast again. And he doesn't think that's what he should do. So he said, then I talked to Billy Rob, and Billy Rob, the ion drive motor Rob, said, you kidding me? You get in the light channel, I know what this kid will do. He'll try to put us up to 10 times the speed of light. I'm not doing that. That's too much work on me, and it's going to blow a circuit, and I'm not going to have it. So that's too bad. Well, Iglypuff was not happy with this. Solomon Cuttlefish said, tell me, what did they say? So he told them what they said. Woo, 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 woo. And the communicabulator repeated it all. Solomon Cuttlefish said, "Oh my goodness, I don't know what to say unless I can get in there and dismantle them, but I don't know their code. I don't know what to do." So he said, "Igglypuff, do you have a panel that you can use for assessing them and monitoring them and doing a diagnostics on the robots?" And Igglypuff looked at him and said, "Well, of course I do. It's here. But now you're getting into electronic cognitive physics, and I'm not a master there. I can do the mechanics, but I can't do robot psychology because that's too much beyond me." "Solomon Cuttlefish, I have an idea," he said. "I have an idea. Let me look at the panel." So Igglypuff pulled the panel from the side of the space cruiser, and there on the panel was a whole set of connectors. Solomon Cuttlefish said, Then he looked at Squeaky Toy, and he said, "I got Suri Ningyo Robot." Squeaky Toy said, "Huh? Yep." He said, "I got Suri. Do you have any way that you can connect to a panel like this, a diagnostic panel?" And I got Suri said, "Oh, sure." And he took down one side of his coveralls, he picked up his shirt, and he opened the little panel on the side of his side, where his ribs would be. Well, who knew he had a panel like that? And there were a set of connectors. Solomon Cuttlefish said, I wonder if I could do a set of connectors. If I could connect Squeaky Toy directly to the diagnostics, and he could talk to your robots. So Igglypuff said, I don't know about that. So what Solomon Cuttlefish said, "Look, I tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break, and I'll get you a cup of coffee." Igglypuff said, "Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo." And we'll look at what you have for connectors. So he did that. He went and made a pot of coffee for Igglypuff. Igglypuff sat back in his space chair. At least he was comfortable drinking his coffee. And then Solomon Cuttlefish looked at the connections, looked at the diagnostic connections. Well, they were strange. They were weird. They were Janak and Palalan, but they were, after all, mechanical, electrical. And you only connect things so many ways in reality. So as he studied them, he made some pictures. He took out his camera and he took some pictures. And then he looked at Squeaky Toy and he said, let's go see what we can do. Maybe you can help me, Squeaky Toy." So Squeaky came out with him and they went to his big work desk and they started pulling out cables and connections. And Solomon Cuttlefish said, now let's see. I think if we do this and bend that, maybe if we take this and bend that, maybe let's see if we can solder this together. And he soldered together a little connector. And then he looked at what Squeaky Toy had in his side connectors. He said, I think I can connect to that. That's very simple. I got one right here. And he connected that. And when he finished, he had a cable. He climbed back into the space cruiser. Igglypuff was just finishing the last bit of coffee, and he was like a wide awake. His hair, Rick tentacles were sticking out. And he said, "Oh, what have you done?" And Solomon Cuttlefish said, "I got the plan. We're going to plug this end into your diagnostics, and we're going to plug this end into Squeaky Toy, and we're going to see how Squeaky can reason with your robots." Igglypuff said, "Impossible. They're unruly. When I get back to Janaka Palala, I'm going to have them taken out, and I'll have new drive motorbots put in, because I will not drive with these." Well, that was the wrong thing to say, because Tarkrob, who was still listening, and who, by the way, was on the side of the motor robots, but he had to be polite because he was the Tarkrob, he was the dashboard control bot, he reported that back to the robots and said, "You guys better be careful. If you don't work with him, he's going to rip you out and put different robots in." You want to insult a motorbot? Are you kidding me? Oh, we belong in this space cruiser. We were built for the space cruiser. And they all got mad. Oh, no. Squeaky Toy, what are you going to do? Anyway, they plugged Squeaky Toy in. A Squeaky Toy came in, and he turned on, and he plugged into the diagnostic cable, and all of a sudden, he felt a surge of energy. And he was into the main computer base for the space cruiser. Because really, if you looked at a cross-section of the space cruiser, yes, you have the motors down the end, and yes, you have instrumentation and paneling on the sides, but the whole inside of it is basically one big, huge computer, because it does a lot of computations. He was into the computer. Well, it was like nothing he'd ever seen before. And he thought, I better learn what I'm doing. Well, fortunately, Mr. Ningyoshi-san had brought his solar hat a number of months before. And he'd been wearing it carefully. So because he had a solar hat, he had increased his data set capacity so he could download a lot of data. And that's what he did. He started downloading data from Iglypop's space cruiser. And he downloaded the coordinates of where they were, the coordinates for the universe. But, of course, the coordinates of the universe didn't work unless you were in the light channel. But he downloaded that. He downloaded the repair manuals for all of the engines. He downloaded all the manual overrides for all the engines. Ho, ho, ho. He knew these now, and Iglypop didn't even know them. He downloaded the code for all the robots. He downloaded the language that the robots spoke, because after all, when you talk to Tokrob, Tokrob was using his own communicobobulator, because Tokrob doesn't talk to Nakapalalan, Tokrob talks robot. But Squeaky Toy downloaded that, and he started learning it. He started learning the Nakapalalan commands and the robot. He started looking at the manual, and he was doing this super fast, because this was all happening, like, really quickly. And he downloaded, and it looked like he was just standing there with his eye closed. But he was and pulling all this stuff down, looking. And then he finally found the instructions for how to communicate directly to the Motorbots. And he started talking to them. But it wasn't as though he was talking out loud. So Solomon Cuttlefish didn't hear it. Iglypop didn't hear it. They watched his hands move on occasion because he was arguing, but they didn't hear it. But here's what he was saying. Squeaky Toy talked, first of all, to the atmosphere drive robot, or Motorbot, and said, "Hey, you guys, hey, what gives? How come you can't let us move this thing? Wouldn't it be nice if we could take this and move it up to outer space, maybe, and just let it sit there where the United People's Conglomerate wouldn't find us and put it away? Because if they catch us, I've been told if they catch us, well, you're going to be chained inside a big building and you'll never get out." Oh, the atmosphere drive Motorbot said, "Humph, who would do that? Who would do that? Nobody on Nakapalala would do that." Squeaky Toy said, "Yeah, but you're not on Nakapalala. You're on Earth, and it's different." The Motorbots would have none of it. "You're just telling us stories. You don't know what you're talking about. We don't want to go to the atmosphere. We're happy right here. We're just going to take our vacation." Oh, So he tried one by one. He said, Happy Rob, what's the real problem?" And the atmosphere drive Motorbot said, "Well, it's not me. Don't talk to me. You got to talk to Gabble Rob and Billy Rob, because they're the ones that told me to shut down. If I open up and start working, they are going to be so mad at me. They're not going to talk to me at all ever again. I won't be able to function. And besides, they'll get back to Nakapalala, and they'll spread word to all the other Motorbots that I wouldn't work with them, and then I'm done. Do you understand that? I'm done. Nobody would talk to me." "Well, Nappy Rob, do you feel the same way?" Well, Nappy Rob did his job, but he wasn't really the brightest of robots. And he said, yep, whatever Happy Rob says. He went to Tippy Rob, is that what you think?" Well, Tippy Rob was a little different. Tippy Rob was in charge of controlling the different speeds and pressures that the atmosphere Motorbot would do, the atmosphere drive. And so he was a little more flamboyant. And he said, well, if it were up to me, you know, I mean, sure, why not? What's the hurt if we turn on the atmosphere drive and let him float around in the air? You know, he could see some sights. That'd be good. Fine with me. He can do it." Happy Rob was giving him mean robot stares. But, of course, this is all happening in cyberspace, so a robot stare really doesn't mean what you think it means. And then Slappy Rob jumped in, and he said, "Well, you know, Tippy Rob has a point. I mean, we could let him float around a little bit, couldn't we? I mean, what harm is that? He still can't get off the planet. And you know, how can the graviton and the ion drive Motorbots give us a hard time if you're just letting him float around the planet?" Oh, Squeaky Toy said, "Okay, thanks, guys, you're really good." So then he went to the graviton drive Motorbots. And he talked to Gabble Rob, good to meet you." Gabble Rob said, "Now look, I've been listening to you talk to the atmosphere drive. Who are you? What are you?" Squeaky Toy said, "I'm a robot. I'm an Earth robot. I'm a Ningyo robot, which is something pretty good." Gabble Rob said, "No, how could you be a robot? In order to be a robot, you have to be attached to something. You have to be a machine thing. You have to be part of a motor. You have to be part of electronics. You can't just be a standalone robot. Nobody makes standalone robots." Squeaky Toy said, "Well, I am. I'm a standalone robot, and I look like a human being." "What do you mean? We can't see you." "Well, of course they couldn't see them. They were robots inside the engine. They don't have any eyes." But Squeaky Toy said, "Well, it doesn't matter. Look, what's the harm in letting Iglypop get home? Well, I mean, once he gets home, you can explain your case, and they'll know that he was trying to go faster than the speed of light than you were allowed, and you'll be justified." Well, Gobble Rob said, "Well, I'm sorry, but this kid, he who t- taught him that he could just do what he wanted to do. I can't believe this. So Squeaky Toy said, yeah, but he seems like an awful nice person. I mean, he likes coffee. He's been good to people. I saw GP, and my good friend GP wouldn't associate with him if he weren't a good people. Oh, well, I don't know. So we tried Bobble Rob. Bobble Rob was the same thing. Oh, I don't know. Then Wobble Rob was, okay, I don't think so. Not if Gabble Rob says no. But Rabble Rob, he was pretty good. He said, you know, if the kid wants to go to a different star, I have no problem. Turn the motor on. Let him go. Especially if he's in trouble here. Let him get out in outer space. Nobody's going to bother him. Besides, he'll be lost in space. If he can't get to the light channel, he'll never get his ion drive going. He'll never get home anyway. So I don't know why he wants to get to the drive, get Raviton drive to get outer space. Oh, Squeaky Toy is going, starting to get really irritated. He said, okay, I'm going to the ion drive. So he talked to Billy Rob. Billy Rob's the boss. Now, Billy Rob is the Motorbot boss, okay? He talks to Talk Rob. Now, Talk Rob talks to the robots, but Billy Rob is the, like the general, if you want, of robots in this space cruiser. And Billy Rob said, no. I've been listening to you. Whatever you are out there, I've been listening to you, and I'm not doing anything. Squeaky Toy said, what do you mean? I'm not doing anything. I'm not turning on. Squeaky Toy said, well, you can't turn on anyway. Billy Rob said, what do you mean? Well, you can't turn on. If you turn on, you're going to bust through the garage. Besides, you're not in a space. You're not in what is this? You're in the light channel? Billy Rob said, yes, the light channel. It's the light channel between the black holes of the galaxies. Don't you know anything? Squeaky Toy started looking through his database. He started looking through the astronomical database. He started looking through the coordinates that would work once you were in the light channel. And he looked at the definition of the light channel. And he said, oh, yeah, I know what the light channel is. And he started talking about the physics of the light channel. Billy Rob said, oh, well, how did you know that? Squeaky Toy said, well, you know, we know some things down here on Earth. So Billy Rob said, well, so Squeaky Toy said, so you can't turn on anyway, so why should I even talk to you? Oh, my goodness, Billy Rob got really mad. If you could talk robots getting mad. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean you can't talk to me? Squeaky Toy said, well, you can't even turn on. No good talking to you. You're useless. So he went to Silly Rob. What do you think, Silly Rob? Silly Rob said, well, whatever Billy Rob says. He went to Tilly Rob. Well, Tilly Rob, what do you think? Tilly Rob says, well, you're right. He can't turn on here anyway, so it doesn't matter. We're stuck. We're just here. Then he went to Willy Rob, and he said, Willy Rob, what do you think? Do you think you can, you know, do you think you, if you get out in outer space and you turn on, you help turn on the ion drive? And Willy Rob said, well, you know, if Iglypop, Igly Oberon, Uber Operon can't get home, we can't get home. And if we can't get home, we can't get serviced. And if we can't get serviced, we're stuck here, guys. Well, that was an interesting argument. So Squeaky Toy went back to Billy Rob and said, Billy Rob, if you don't get back to, what is this place you're from? Billy Rob said, Janakapalala. It's the middle of the universe. What do you mean you don't know Janakapalala? Squeaky Toy said, well, wherever it is you're trying to get to, you're not going to get there. You're not going to get there because you don't want to go there. And you're going to get stuck here. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to rust. Well, Billy Rob didn't know what rust was. Squeaky Toy said, I know it. You're going to rust. You're never going to work again. So I might as well not talk to you. So he went down to the Graviton Drive and said, did you hear that, guys? What do you think? You want to rust here? Well, Gabble Rob was a little bit on, And Wobble Rob was saying, well, you know, he's got a point. Maybe we should go home and maybe they'll service us because if we're here, we could get stuck forever. Gabble Rob didn't know what to say. He was, I don't know about this. So then he went down to Happy Rob and he said, okay, Happy Rob, you're the atmospheric jets. What do you think? You're the ones that are working anyway. You can do stuff. What do you think? And the atmospheric robots, Happy Rob said, well, you got a point. If we don't get serviced, we're just going to go flat. And if we run out of juice, and that's where Squeaky Toy said, oh, I think I have an argument. He said, so look, here's what's going to happen. This space cruiser is going to get stuck in the garage. This is a garage. It's a building. You can't get out. Right? Well, you could get out, I suppose, but you'd crash things. And if it's stuck in here, you can't get any solar power, can you? Well, Happy Rob is kind of, he said, well, you're right. We can't get any solar power. So if you don't get any solar power, your solar batteries are going to be depleted, aren't they? Well, yes. And then what'll happen? Happy Rob said, well, that's easy to know. Our systems will shut down. Squeaky Toy said, yes. And if your systems shut down, what happens then? Happy Rob said, then we turn off. Yes, you turn off. And then what happens? But then we're not here anymore. Squeaky Toy said, you are correct. Well, you guys think this over, because if you're not going to help, I'm sorry, sooner or later, your batteries are going to go dead and you are just not going to be on. So there's no sense talking to you because you don't have to worry about getting rusted. You'll be off. I'll be back in a sec. And he unplugged. Whew. Well, that had taken a while. I mean, he had been there for a while with his arms shaking and his head going back, his eyebrows going up and down, but nobody really heard him talk. And the robots, the motorbots, were like all flummoxed. Whoa, what do you mean? So Happy Rob talked to Billy Rob. Billy Rob, Billy Rob, Billy Rob, I don't want to be shut off. I don't want to be shut off. And Gobble Rob said, wait, me shut off? I'm important. The guy can't get off the planet without me. Happy Rob said, you know, he's got a point. And Tippy Rob said, wait, he's got a point. I want to be able to get out of here. This is not good. We've been sitting here for too long. I want to be in outer space. That's where I'm happiest. So they started arguing. Oh, those motorbots were arguing. And Talk Rob was following it all. But was Talk Rob telling anything? No. He didn't say anything until he was asked. And Igglypop wasn't asking him. Because Igglypop was talking to Aigatsuri Ningyo Robot. And Solomon Cuttlefish was listening very intently. So Geeky Toy told Igglypop everything they talked about. And he said, now tell me, is it true if you don't have enough solar juice coming into your ship, will you lose power? Igglypop thought about it. Said, woo, 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 woo. Yes, we will. We'll lose power. It'll take probably a month, but it'll do. Then, well, what happens if you lose power? Well, we have to shut everything down. Well, when you shut everything down, what'll happen to the motorbots? They'll be shut off. Well, can you turn them back on again? No, not really, because they have to be brought up one by one, and there's a special way to bring them up, and you got to do that in the service shop. I don't have the training to do that. Oh, so it's like if you turn them off, they're gone, kaput. They can't do anything, right? Yes. Oh. Well, then Igglypop said, look, I've been thinking here. I've been drinking my coffee, and I've been thinking. I think we're in trouble. I think these motorbots are mad. And I think I need to do the emergency step that we have to do. Squeaky Toy said, whoa, what's that? Solomon Cuttlefish said, what do you mean emergency? He said, I need to send an emergency call for help. A what? Igglypop said, okay, well, when you're on a space cruiser like mine, if you crash on a planet, if you can't get off, that's an established fact, you can't get off, then we have a little rocket that we can shoot. It's a little graviton drive rocket, and it'll shoot up into the sky, and then it'll follow the gravity path until it reaches the light channel. And then, once it's in the light channel, it doesn't need an ion drive, because it is programmed to go back to Janakapalala at the top speed. And so, its little ion drive will kick in. The robot in there just knows one thing, go, and it'll get back to Janakapalala, and it will take a message to my father, the chief ruling officer of Janakapalala. Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, that could be dangerous, you know, because if you send off a rocket here, somebody's going to pay attention, and they're going to track us down to my house. Well, Igglypop said, I don't know what else to do. What else am I going to do? So Solomon Cuttlefish said, okay. So we looked at Squeaky Toy. He said, Squeaky Toy, here's what you have to do. You've got to talk the atmospheric drive motorbots to turn on so we can back this space cruiser out of the garage enough so he can shoot off his rocket. And then you have to talk to the graviton drive motorbots, because I have a feeling they're the ones that are going to turn the rocket on and let them send it out. You got to do it. So Squeaky Toy went back through the diagnostic channel and talked to the robots. Hey guys, he said, look, you talk about this. I have talked to old Igly Uber Operon, and he tells me that this is going to last about 30 of our days, your battery. And 30 of our days is not that long. You've already been here, I think, 5 or 6 of our days, and so you don't have that many left. And then you will turn off. And then when you turn off, he can't turn you on, which means that you will never turn on again, because there's no way we could get to Janakapalala. And so that's it for you guys. Sorry about it. Well, the motorbots were like, oh, we hadn't thought about this. Well, you know, sometimes when you're in a snit, you're all mad. You don't think about things. And sometimes it helps to cool down and think, what does this mean? Well, what it meant was they were going to be turned off, and they were going to be turned off in a month, regardless of who had them. So even if the United People's Conglomerate grabbed the space cruiser and took them away, they're going to turn off. Of course, Iglypop wouldn't be happy because then he'd be stuck with the United Person People's Conglomerate military police, and that would not be a good experience for him. So Squeaky Toy said, look, I have an idea. Here's my idea. How about if you send an emergency rocket to Tenakapalala, and we'll tell him where we are. We'll copy the coordinates in, because I have all the coordinates now that were supposed to be from the light channel, universal coordinate map, and I think I can figure out where we are. And if we send the rocket off, it'll trail coordinates all the way back, so they can just track back where the rocket came from, right? So now we have two sets, and they can figure out where we are, and they can send somebody to pick us up. How's that? Well, the Motobots thought about it. He said, does that mean we don't have to turn on? Squeaky Toy said, the atmosphere drive Motobots will have to turn on enough to back it out of the garage very lightly, and then the Graviton drive Motobot is going to have to shoot the emergency rocket. Can you do that? Billy Rob was still in a snit. Well, I don't think so. I don't think we should do anything for this kid. But Gobble Rob said, no, I'm thinking maybe we should. Maybe we should send off that emergency rocket, and that's all we'll do, because that'll get somebody here, and they'll probably spend a big space cruiser that can stick us in. Then we're home free, we'll be serviced, and they'll get Iglypop and punish them. So Happy Rob said, I could do that. We could do that. Billy Rob said, I'm not going to help. Squeaky Toy said, that's fine. You're an ion drive Motobot. We don't need you, but we need to send off that emergency rocket. So they agreed upon that. So Squeaky Toy came back out, and he looked at Iglypop, and he said, here's what they're going to do. They're going to let you back out of the garage, and then they're going to let you shoot your emergency rocket, and then you can climb back into the garage and then power down the motors. Iglypop thought for a second, and he said, okay, I can do that. So Solomon Cuttlefish climbed out of the space cruiser and ran down to the garage, out down to the driveway, so we could sort of, like on an airplane, help him back out. And Iglypop hit the atmospheric drive motor, and on it came. Oh boy, he said. Oh boy. And then he very carefully turned on his visual cameras, because there are cameras all around the space cruiser, so you can see things when you're in an atmosphere, so you can see all around you. And then he slowly backed out. He just turned the motor on reverse, and he backed out of the garage. Well, let me tell you, you're driving down the street in the bus. You see this huge thing come out of the garage. It is the most outlandish recreational vehicle you've ever seen. It looks like a space cucumber, and it's really weird, and it comes floating out. Ooh, what's that? And then Iglypop says, okay, all right, Talk Rob, I need an emergency rocket. Talk Rob said, I'm talking to Gobble Rob right now. Gobble Rob has agreed to launch it. All we need you is to turn the ship 25 degrees clockwise. Well, he said clockwise, but clockwise is, anyway, so he turned the ship, and he opened up the port, and then the Graviton drive Gobble Rob said, okay, we've got the emergency rocket ready to go. We've turned on the Graviton drive. It's going to step through to the sun, their sun, and then it's going to go to the star they call Alpha Centauri, and then it's going to go on to the light channel, and it'll be gone. Okay. So Talk Rob said, all right, I think we can launch. You ready? And Iglypop said, yes. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch. And he hit the big launch button, and they felt nothing. Solomon Cuttlefish just saw this rocket jump out of the ship and move. And Squeaky Toy said, there's nothing. And Iglypop just laughed the way they laugh at Tenakapalala. Well, what it meant was, it's a Graviton drive Motobot. It doesn't have atmospheric drives. It just jumps out because it's moving towards the greatest gravitational pull, which is the sun. And the sun pulls it. And the strength of the sun is going to pull it as fast as it goes. So it zoomed right out of the atmosphere. And as it went out of the atmosphere, it was going so fast, it lit up bright like a flash, and was gone. And then once it was out of the atmosphere, and it got past the moon, and it was headed to the sun, then the Graviton shifted to Alpha Centauri, aimed at Alpha Centauri, and it went bang to Alpha Centauri. And then when it was partway to Alpha Centauri, it went to the most massive space black hole you could find, because that's the most massive gravity well, and it went shooting there. It was going so fast, you couldn't even believe it. It went, and before you know it, it hit the light channel. And then when it hit the light channel, wow, there it went. Kaboosh! You think 7 times the speed of light is fast. Well, this thing went 25 times the speed of light. Boom! Right to Tenakapalala. And then Iglypop worked the controls, and he pulled his space cruiser back into Solomon Cuttlefish's garage, and they closed the door. Whew, boy, that was lucky. That was lucky. So then Squeaky Toy, who is a very polite Ayatsuri Ninja robot, went back into the diagnostic cable. And he said, oh, Happy Rob, thank you so much. Happy Rob, Nappy Rob, Tippy Rob, and Slappy Rob, you are four great rockets, rocket robots. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We could not have done it without you. Then he went to Gobble Rob, Bobble Rob, Robble Rob, and Wobble Rob. And he said, okay, you guys are great because we needed that emergency rocket off, and you did it. You sent it, and I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you did. And then, even though Billy Rob, Silly Rob, Tilly Rob, and Willy Rob were all recalcitrant and didn't help, he said to them, and you guys, thanks for letting us do it. Thanks for not getting in the way, and thanks for agreeing that we had to send an emergency rocket. I hope we get help, and I hope this will work out. So thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later. And he unhooked. Well, whew, if Squeaky Toy could wipe his sweat off his brow, he would. But he unhooked, he had this wild cable, and inside he had the entire data contents of the space cruiser. He didn't even have time to look through it, but he knew he had to study it. And then he looked at Igglypuff, and he bowed. And he said, which in genetic Palalan says, oh, alien space creature, thank you for letting me work with your robots. I really enjoyed it. It was a learning experience, and I hope you get back home. And Igglypuff looked at this little kid and went, huh? What? You're speaking Janaka Palalan. But he said, whoop, whoop, whoop. And his communicobobulator said the same thing. And then Solomon Cuttlefish looked at the two, and he looked at Igglypuff. And he said, Igglypuff, never underestimate the power of a Ningyo robot. And that was that. And then Curtis Cuttlefish came home, and with him was Timmy, Tommy, Toby. And they came rushing up, and they banged on the door. And Igglypuff opened the space cruiser door, and they looked in. And they said, did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? Igglypuff was so happy. He said, yes, I did it. I think we might be rescued. So that was the best thing they'd done all day. They think they're going to get rescued. And then GP showed up after classes. He showed up and he said, Igglypuff, old man, Igglypuff, hey, how are you doing? You coming back with me to my apartment? And Igglypuff said, oh, kind alien space creature, yes, I really want to. And so they put on his Stetson hat. And they put on his health mask, and he walked out and climbed into GP's Jeep, and they took off for GP's apartment, where they had hamburgers and french fries. And then GP said, I'm going to order some pizza, too. And they had pizza, and Igglypuff liked the pizza. Oh, my goodness, it's amazing what this guy will eat. And then they had some more coffee, and they talked all night long. And Igglypuff told GP all about Janaka Palala and growing up and how we grew up and how we was young and how we then got older and then how we went to school, and they had a great night. And then Curtis said to his dad, Dad, did you do it? And Solomon Cuttlefish said, I think so, Curtis. I think we're going to get this guy home. And Curtis was so happy. And Timmy, Tommy, Toby said, oh, can I tell my dad? Can I tell my mom? Solomon Cuttlefish said, well, yes, but tell them to keep it quiet, especially at Washington Gumption University. You know how things get around. So they went home, and then Solomon Cuttlefish called up Dr. Goodlight and said, I think we have a solution. And he told them what they'd done and how they'd sent off the rescue rocket. And Dr. Goodlight said, oh, I hope so. We got to get this guy home. And then he drove home to his wonderful family. And meanwhile, the satellite dishes of the United People's Conglomerate had tracked this crazy fast little thing that shot up from Skedaddle right through the atmosphere, winked out hot and bright, and then winked off. And they said, what was that? What was that? What happened? What happened? Where did that come from? And that made them even more suspicious. And so they called up Major Heinrich Himmlerstein, and they said, Major Himmlerstein, you have to investigate this right away. And Major Himmlerstein said, yes, I'm on it. And he called in his troops and he said, tomorrow morning, we're going to go find that space cruiser. And that's going to happen in the next story. So this is the end of Squeaky Toy to the Rescue, or Robots Rescue Robots, and Robots Rescue Janaka Palalans, and anything else you want to call it. And that's the end for the night. So, William, I hope you have a wonderful night tonight. Give your mama and dad a big hug. Give your sister Lauren a big hug. Give your cousin Ellie a big hug. Give your grandma and granddad a wonderful hug. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and then Friday when we go to Tampa for the Lego show. And you have a good sleep, sweet William. I'll continue the story later.